Are you ready?
Ready to transform your life and step into the person that you say you want to be.
Ready to stop talking and start doing?
I'm Ange, a health and fitness coach.
And I'm Ashley, a Reiki master and energy healer. And we are here to help you do exactly that.
And you're busy. We get that, because we are too.
But even with the challenges and chaos, you deserve and can live a life full of absolute joy, happiness, and purpose.
We want you to join us in taking radical responsibility so that you can take everything in your life to that next level.
Have the best sex of your life.
Live in a body that you love.
Let go of worry and stress.
And live in total alignment.
You're happier, healthier, an amazing life is waiting for you.
Let's get into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode. Ashley, how are you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, girl. I am ready to talk about transforming our lives. Mm-hmm. We are almost halfway into February, girl.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, we got a big day coming around. It's almost your birthday. Mm-hmm. We just realized in last week's episode, we forgot about our segment of pulling a card, but we will do that today, and we will try to not forget moving forward. No guarantees, though, guys. Sometimes we forget. But today's card is, we will make time for what is truly important to us. There's a difference between having the time, taking the time, or making the time. What shows up for you when you think about that?
Having the time, taking the time, or making the time. I love that, because I think when we think about having the time, it almost feels like there's an abundance. I can do that because I have
spare time. Yes.
Right. Taking the time almost feels like pulling away from that, where it's like, if I take up your time, for example, there's a take piece to that. And making the time, I think, is there's that creation part to it that kind of is a neat element. So I'm still percolating on that. I really like that one.
I always say to people, ask a busy person to get shit done and they will find the time to make it happen. I think that so often people love when they're talking about time to say, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. Really, they're just not making the time to do that.
Right.
And so often it comes back to, I do this and I do this, and it just fills up my entire day. And you can have a lot of things that are happening in that day. We do truly make the time for what is important to us. So where are you spending your time? Are you spending that time on the things that you really value and that are important? So often we are spending our time or having our actions not in alignment with what is really important to us. We'll say it is really important for me to become a fitter person this year, but we're not doing the actions that are in alignment. And I think so often we do have to try to make the time, because there is an abundance of those things.
Absolutely.
We just have to carve out what that's going to look like. And I don't know what law there is, but there's one law that's like, however much time you allocate to a task will be the amount of time that you use to get the task done. So if you have an hour to complete the task, you'll get it done in an hour. If you have 4 hours to complete the task, you will get it done in 4 hours. It may look different if you have a different amount of time to complete each of those tasks, but regardless, you would still use the same amount of time. So yeah, I don't know. That's what's showing up for me. And then when we talk about the quantum physics stuff, it's kind of like time is relative.
Yeah.
Right? Time kind of doesn't exist.
Yes.
A little bit, right?
It doesn't. Not in the quantum field, it doesn't, right? And so when we talk about time, it's only when we get down to the concrete elements of our world that that time actually even exists. We don't have to go there today, but really thinking about where are you spending your time, and where you spend your time is where you spend your energy.
Yes.
And where you spend your energy is where your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And even if they're not comfortable to you, taking a look at those. Right. And so with Valentine's Day coming up, thinking too, when I saw that card and I thought about in relation to kind of what's showing up for the holiday, or it's not really a holiday, but Valentine's Day is the day of love, right? It's how we celebrate the people in our lives that we love. And I think of how many of us are in relationships right now that we are not making or taking the time to help flourish. And yet it's something that is really causing a strain in our life. And so if that's something, so if you and your partner aren't where you want to be, what are you doing? What does your time look like in reference to that partner or to your kids or to your friends, right? So the people that we love, are they getting that same amount of time? Because that, if your time is where your attention and energy is, and then that's where your priorities are, is it time to prioritize your spouse? Is it time to prioritize your kids? Is it time to prioritize the people in your life that you love? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But thinking about that, so, and I've been very open with you guys about this, but Cam and I, that is something that we are working on, is prioritizing our time as a couple, because he's the most significant relationship in my life, right? Obviously, my kids are in there. But when I think about who I'm spending the rest of my life with, hopefully, right? That's the plan. I want that relationship to be fucking amazing. I want it to be so full of love. I want it to be so full of passion and light. And, you know, that's not going to happen if we don't do anything, right? Mm-hmm. And so taking that same commitment that I have to my exercise regimen, taking that same commitment that I have to meditation and being up at 5, and right, taking that same dedication that I have towards my work, my business, what I do, right? And putting that same amount of effort and priority into my most important relationships. If I want to see success there, I have to make the time for that to be a place where I put my attention. And so thinking about what kind of relationships do you want to have in your life? And then what kind of time, energy, and priority are you going to put them at? Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's not just, I think a lot of us take the people in our life for granted, mm-hmm. right? They'll always be there. And granted, they maybe will be, right? But thinking, is that the way that I want that relationship to be? And if it's not, it's about taking and making that time to believe that you have the time, mm-hmm. Right? I think of even, I know most of us are busy moms who fold laundry at night or whatever, right? And thinking, oh yeah, I just want to get this load of laundry done, or I just need to get the kitchen tidied up before I, you know, go to bed, or, you know, I don't have time for that thing. Thinking about the long term, where you're putting your time, the dishes, they're always going to be there, mm-hmm. right? What if snuggling in with your partner with a glass of wine or a bag of chips or mm-hmm. whatever became the priority? What if your relationship being fucking amazing was of a higher priority to you than folding laundry? Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that's when we shift in that direction. I think our relationships are more important than, you know, the daily tasks that are always going to be there anyways. And I'm not saying don't fold your laundry. Ange doesn't fold laundry. But starting to look at, where are you putting that time?
Yeah.
Right. And especially with Valentine's Day looming, that love, romantic love, I want to say paternal, but that's not the right word. platonic love, whatever that is, just reevaluating where that time gets spent with those loved ones. Mm-hmm. And maybe it needs to be more.
Mm-hmm. And I would just even say, how much love are you putting out into the world mm-hmm. and out into the collective? Right. Even like on the daily, we have the ability to see things through the lens of love, even when people hurt us, even when there is somebody who like cuts you off when you're driving. There are so many opportunities to see things through the lens of love. And instead of sitting in those lower vibration states, sitting in love and just allowing yourself to put love and light out into the universe mm-hmm. is such a powerful thing as like a state of being, not only on Valentine's Day, but all of the time, right? Yes. Like just being that beacon for love. And the other part of love, I think, when it comes to making that time is, do you make the time for self-love, mm-hmm. which is the self-care piece? That's like the daily piece where you are reconnecting to say, thank you, body, for essentially having me here. I love you. I love this about my body. I love this about my personality. I love this and this and this. And mm-hmm. spending time in that place, loving yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, what, like, you are not able to receive love in the highest way possible. I feel like we really block that. And I'm sure you see that tons in your practice for people that don't love themselves and like maybe can't remember the last time that they truly loved themselves. So I loved myself when I was like 40 pounds less. Okay, girl, but like 40 pounds less was when you were like 14 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And so before I dive in on kind of the self-love piece, or like kind of the way that love shows up in the body energetically, I want to talk first about, you mentioned the collective and you also mm-hmm. talked about self-love. And I think so many of us don't realize that the way that we treat ourselves and the way we love ourselves is what we contribute to the collective,
mm-hmm.
right? When we become our best version, the collective benefits, mm-hmm. right? The collective does not ever benefit from us being self-sacrificial or depleting ourselves for others. That does not make the collective higher. It makes the collective lower, right? And I think so many of us don't realize that when we step into who we are and we take care of ourselves, it's not us being selfish. It's not us taking from anybody else. We are actually allowing ourselves to be the best version, which overflows and benefits everybody else, impacting the collective, making it higher, right? And so they're actually super interconnected, that you can send love and light out to the collective, but you can also, just by being a beam of love and loving yourself, you are also impacting the world around you, right? And we know that when there's people around us that just like vibrate really high, right, we're drawn to them, mm-hmm. and it increases our own vibe just by being around them. It's the same with love. When we love ourselves, other people, their self-love actually increases just by being around you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I'm to think about ways in which I personally practice like acts of self-love, one of those pieces that maybe people aren't considering is practicing self-love from the place of boundaries. Mm-hmm. When I have really strong boundaries, it is so much easier to sit in love and light. It is so hard to do that when you do not have strong boundaries, because you go to a place of resentment. You go to a place of like not taking care of what you need, not taking care of like what is actually good for your soul, because you're blending those boundaries. You're saying yes to the things you shouldn't be saying yes to. You're agreeing to all of these things on the that people are asking of you, but you're really not caring for yourself. And we see this tons for like moms doing all the things for all the people, but like literally doing nothing for themselves. At the end of the day, they're so depleted energetically, even to try to work out. They're just like, there's no way, I have nothing left in me to give. So where can you look at your life and say, where am I practicing self-love? Even if it is only for 10 minutes a day, can you find more ways to show yourself self-love, forgiveness quickly, show yourself like self-compassion, right?
Absolutely. And I think the big thing that you touch on there, I think when we think of self-love, we think of self-care and we think of like getting our nails done, getting our hair did, and you know, those might be a part of it for you, but those aren't self-love items.
Okay.
They are things we can do that feel good for our soul. And so knowing those are good things, but that doesn't make you love yourself. Having your hair cut or getting your nails done doesn't make you love yourself.
No.
Right? It means that you're taking a break, which is good.
If that maybe feels that's right like for you. A bliss item or like pleasure item or something more in that space, but it's not
self-love.
Self-love.
Right.
Because if you need your nails to be done or your hair to be done to love yourself,
yes,
you don't love yourself just as your essence, just right. as you are without anything being changed, right?
Right. That's that unconditional piece, right? Mm-hmm. Like without any conditions on it, you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you mentioned, Ange, that I think I see a lot of with my clients is there's three things that when I get to the heart chakra that I look at. And the heart chakra, obviously, that's where love sits. The things that I check are self-love and giving and receiving love. And so when there's a blockage in the heart, it can happen in any one of those three areas. Or there's probably other ones too, but those are kind of the main ones. And if we, some people do a really good job of like pouring out all the love to the world. And they're like, everybody gets everything from me. I love, 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 love. But they can't actually receive it back. Mm-hmm. There's not that balance of, there's a guilt that comes with taking love or yeah. allowing it to kind of come back into them.
Like when somebody offers to help them with something or they like give them a compliment yes. or they have a really hard time receiving that, right? Yes. Or even a hug, right? Some people that struggle to receive love, if you go to give them a hug, they're just like, ooh.
Absolutely. And that can create a lot of barriers in totally. Your life, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's all about being in balance with that. We want to give love and we want to receive love and do it without coming from a place of guilt or a place of shame or discomfort. And when it comes to self-love, that's actually linked to being able to receive love too, mm-hmm. right? I don't feel worthy, right? If I don't love myself, there's probably a good chance that there's a little bit of worthiness going on there. I don't feel worthy of the compliments you're giving me. I don't feel worthy of the help that, you know, is being offered to me. I should just be able to do it, or I should just get it done myself. Or I don't feel worthy of, you know, that abundance of love. And so they're all interconnected, but thinking about the love in your life, that's a really powerful way. As moms, as women, we give. And I think of, I actually saw this quote the other day and I loved it, but I'm like, no, right? I loved it in that moment because I thought, oh, that's really beautiful and powerful. But it still doesn't sit with me. And what it said was, the takers maybe eat better, but the givers sleep better. And I thought, we should all be eating and sleeping so fucking good.
Yes.
Right? And so there is no shame in taking. Don't take too much, right? We want other people to eat too, but we should be fed. We should feed our souls. We should feed that love back into ourselves without guilt.
Absolutely.
Right? And it shouldn't mean that we don't sleep at night because we've taken, right? We want to give and we want to receive. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so much power in that, and there's no guilt to it. We shouldn't feel mm-hmm. guilty for receiving.
It's so weird to me how much guilt shows up when it comes to sending and receiving love. Mm-hmm. Isn't it so, like, I'm just trying to think about the scale of consciousness. Guilt is pretty close to the bottom. Yes. And love is
like
pretty
vibrationally?
Vibrationally, yeah. Yes. And love is pretty close to the top.
Yes.
So isn't that so interesting that they're almost like, they're not opposites, but they're so closely linked. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about that.
Yes.
Mm. But why is that? Why do we feel so guilty?
It's worthiness.
Okay.
I feel guilty because I'm not worthy of the love that you're giving me. You shouldn't be giving me so much of your love. You don't know how bad I am. You don't know that I don't deserve all that love. You shouldn't be giving me all those compliments. You can't possibly know how horrible I am or, you know, these things that I've done or whatever, mm-hmm. right? We feel like we're not good enough, mm-hmm. right?
So linking back to the core beliefs then.
Yes.
The like,
I'm not good enough for you, right? And we almost feel like we're kind of tricky.
Or you have, or you have like an alternate, like a different motive, right? Or like you're only doing or saying these things because this is what you want.
Yes.
It can't be.
And I love that, it just is. Yeah. And I love that you brought up core beliefs, right? Because our core beliefs actually shape the way we love.
Yeah.
And the way in which we accept love into our life. Right. And self-love as a core belief, I would say our generation is fully understanding or getting to a place where we fully understand that self-love is a good thing. But I would say that older generations, self-love was considered
selfish
or self-centered and a bad thing, right? And you would hear people, this would be the compliment where it's like, oh, she's so selfless. You know, she gave, but she never took. And, you know, she was always doing for others and never asked for anything in return. And I'm like, fuck, barf. I hate that.
I know. Both of us are just like, hell to the no.
Right?
That's just like, I don't know. Just reminds me of like the Mother Teresa stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's ridiculous to think that, I guess maybe that was just the generation, but it's ridiculous to think that our souls are going to live their best life and their best like purpose by doing that for other people.
And it's okay to...
It's almost like sacrificial life. Like, let's sacrifice your life so that everybody else benefits and you're just the one that we're going to like, right?
But that's how we, there is this common belief that you should, you know, give up what you believe for the common good, or you should give up yourself for the greater good. No. Never does a higher consciousness, never does that higher vibration ever require you to deplete yourself for the betterment of other people. Other people or the collective will always benefit by you taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Always. Right? And it's not about, you know, doing hateful or like super selfish things that, you know, I'm only going to take care of myself and never my kids. No, it's about filling your own bucket so that you can do those things from a place of love. Right? And so when I think of, you know, stepping into the business side of what I'm doing with Reiki a lot more and spending a lot more time with clients, right? Yeah, the automatic guilt shows up because a core belief said, like, you should stay home with your kids and you should take care of your kids because you shouldn't have kids if you're not going to take care of them. You're just going to ship them off to somebody else. Blah, girl. But stepping into the part that fills my soul and lights me up, I am the best mom ever when I am with them. I am a rock star mom because I'm not depleted. And they get so many great things from me. They get all of that love and more because I have filled up my self-love bucket. And so it just overflows onto and into them versus coming at it from a place of depletion, right? Giving myself, giving up my career and giving up what fuels my soul just to be home and, you know, cook the meals and do the things. It doesn't light me up. It doesn't fill my own self-love bucket. And so if it does, if you are somebody who does stay home and does, that is how your self-love bucket fills up. Amazing. Do that, right? But don't feel like it's an obligation you have to other people.
And I would say in my space, what I often see for people is, can you view your food as an act of self-love? I eat this way because I love my body. I make healthy choices because I know that that is how I foster a great relationship of love between like my mind, my body, and just that so free-flowing. This food choice is an act of love. It's not an act of deprivation. It's not an act of like suffering. Putting these foods in my body is the way that I am showing love. And I think when we view food that way. Mm-hmm. I'm making this choice for that reason versus I'm on a diet or using other language associated with it. We really go about it leading with love versus leading from like, oh, I need to change my body, therefore I will be happy. I think it's such a great way that we can do that. And it's the same thing with movement. I don't work out. Like, I used to work out to beat the fuck out of my body, like really fucking hard, really beat it down. That was not an act of self-love, even though at the time I maybe thought it was. But now I'm like, what does my body actually need today? An act of self-love is honoring what it is. And some days that's hard and intense and heavy. And other days it's not. It's yoga and breathing and flow. And I think stepping into that and honoring that is how I want to receive love. It's kind of like we don't always love to receive love. If we were always being showered with gifts and flowers and all the things every single day, maybe we wouldn't view it the same way. And I think it's the same way with our bodies, right? Yes. Self-love and the way that exercise and nutrition shows up will look different day to day, but it's tapping into your intuition to say, huh, okay, that's an act of love. That's an act of appreciating the fact that I'm here today, that I woke up this morning, that I'm going to get to move through this day, and looking at it with gratitude versus looking at it from like, oh, I got a dreading doing this workout and I'm dreading eating that salad, right?
And I think one of the things you touch on there, and I'm sure you come across this a lot in your space, is eating something and feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm. Right? All the time. Oh, I shouldn't have ate that, Ange. I know I shouldn't have ate that. Girl, I don't care. You wanted to eat it.
Yes.
Right? But there's so much shame and guilt associated with food. And we look at, again, it's again, right? Those low vibration emotions. Like, we need to get rid of that stuff. You ate the chocolate bar because you love chocolate bars. Great, girl. Yeah. Approach it from the space of love, and we'll learn how to work the chocolate bar into the way that you're eating. But we're doing it from a place of really loving yourself, not from a place of like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, right?
I'm a bad girl because I did this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, exactly.
You're still a good person, and you can choose to vibrate in a high space and build in foods that don't have an energetic pull down.
Totally.
Right? I think that's what makes what you do so powerful and so different, that it's not just like food, exercise, pump it out. It builds in all the pieces that allow you to live the life that you want, including those foods that make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. I think so much of it is just the mindset around the lifestyle.
Yes.
Like getting people to the place of like, forget anything you have been told about what's a good food, what's a bad food, the way that you should exercise, the way you shouldn't exercise. From this point forward, can we just be at a place of like, you should no longer live in deprivation. You should be able to do workouts that you enjoy. You don't need to beat your body up. You don't need to eat shit you don't want to be eating. You don't need to live in this box where you can only eat 15 foods. Like, I think so many people feel like they've gained their life back in our programs because it's like, I always thought that the only way to change my body was to eat this way. And then you open them up to the possibilities and they're like, whoa, well, this is kind of a little bit easier than what I was expecting with that. So I think that, yeah, I think that part is very cool. And then just teaching people how to lose weight from a place of self-love versus a like, I'll be happy once I lose 30 pounds, right?
Right. And that comes into the piece of like, I love this food, but I feel bad after I've eaten it because there's that guilt piece, right? And switching that to be like, okay, we love this food. Excellent. Let's love it. Let's figure out how this works in, and retraining your brain to not feel powerless or guilty, because it does. It seems almost like so many programs are, well, if I want to be healthy and fit, or if I want my body to look a certain way, it comes at this cost. And in the moment, I'm not willing to pay that price. Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to give up all of the things that this food does for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to give all of that up. And so I can't have that thing. I love what you're saying is you can have both of those things. Mm-hmm. You can love your body. You can move your body. You can change your body. And it doesn't come from a place of losing all the other things that feel good for that body.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So my invitation for everybody this Valentine's Day is to go inward. What do you love about yourself? And truly, if you can't think of something, ask your best friend, ask your mom, ask somebody, what do they love about you? Okay. And then as you're, those are rolling in, you're like, oh, well, that's how everybody views me. Interesting. That's how I'm showing up in this world. And then it's using that as your way to believe those same things, because that's the world, the way that the world sees you. So you're the only one that sees you in the this negative cloud space. Everybody else sees you in this totally different light. So it's you getting to the place where you love those parts of yourself too. And yeah, I just feel like that's my biggest invitation this Valentine's Day. Regardless of if other people love you, I want you to go inward and figure out what it is that you love about yourself and really do that work to step into, this is the skin I was given. This is, there's only one me, and I love me just as me.
Yes. And if you want more love in your life, it starts with you.
It does.
Right? You bring as much love in as you give to yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think
you,
of...
You attract it, right? Yes. Like it literally is like a magnet. When you love yourself fully as yourself, you attract more love because people can't help but want to get to know you.
Yes.
She loves herself. She must be somebody that I should What's get to secret? Know. What's her secret?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Brené Brown said this, and she's like a parenting guru. She said, you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah, if you don't have it within you.
If you don't have it within you, you can't give it to other people. And so that hones in on that fact of you have to love yourself for you to love other people wholly, fully, deeply. And so I think that's a beautiful note to end on. We wish you all a happy Valentine's Day.
And happy early birthday, guys. If you guys are listening to this episode, go find Ashley on Instagram, Soul Purpose Reiki, and wish her a happy birthday and let her know that you listened to this episode.
Yeah. I'm a V-Day, B-Day, guys. I am born on the day of love.
Oh, so cute. Yep. So cute. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. And thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.